10 to 12 is the time, and you're listening to James O'Brien on LBC, where I should issue a trigger warning. We're about to talk to the Secretary to the Independent Inquiry into Child Sexual Abuse regarding some pretty grim revelations from that ongoing work. So if that's something which you will struggle with, or if you're in the company of somebody who might, then please be warned, be aware. And it will continue, I suspect, right up until the 12 noon news. So if you do want to respond to that trigger warning, then I'll see you on the other side of the news, I hope. And John O'Brien joins me on the line because, well, let me begin with a quote from the report, John. It is hard to comprehend the cruelty and sexual abuse inflicted on children in the care of Lambeth Council over many years by staff, by foster carers and their families, and by volunteers in residential settings, which means it's very hard to know where to start with you. But let's start with the chronology. What time period does this cover?
Morning, James. Hello, John. So we cover from the 1960s right up to the most of the care homes in Lambeth closed in 1994 mm-hmm. when they moved to a different model. So certainly 35 odd years. And you know, your opening statement there really summed it up. It doesn't matter where you look in that period in terms of timeline or where you look in terms of where children were cared for in Lambeth. Everything you read is about another example of children being abused. So the way I describe it is, as I was turning the pages, there was no light. Everything was about reading something about a failure to protect single children and children in general in the care of Lambeth through that whole period.
And we're talking about hundreds of vulnerable children.
We are. I mean, certainly in the five homes we looked at, that over by 2000 it had emerged that over 700 allegations had been made. In the biggest of the complex, Shirley Oaks, we had over 500 allegations against 177 individual members of staff. And it's easy to bound numbers like that about, isn't it? But that is extraordinary, isn't it? Over 700 children that we know about were abused in the care of Lambeth over that 35 year period in all of the homes that Lambeth run, and indeed in foster care as well.
We know that six perpetrators connected to Lambeth homes, some of whom were council employees, have been convicted of child sexual abuse between 1994 and 2019. Over 40 years, just one senior employee disciplined for their part in the catalogue of abuse. Does the report raise the likelihood of anybody else being brought to justice?
The report definitely says all the way through that it's hard to imagine why we've only got six convictions. Yes. When even within the remit of the inquiry, we had over 500 allegations in one home. But there is a recommendation that the panel made in this report regarding somebody that's referred to in the report as LAA2. It was a young child that was unfortunately found dead in a bathroom in Shirley Oaks in the 1970s. And to cut it briefly, sure. he had made an allegation that he was being sexually abused. Lambeth Council made a deliberate decision not to pass that information to the coroner when the coroner was considering what might have led to this young child's death. And the panel do say the police ought to consider whether they ought to relook at that to consider whether there are criminal charges that could be brought in light of that really quite astounding admission to pass that information on.
Lambeth Council being, of course, a Labour council, and the report doesn't pull any punches when it comes to what's termed a progressive left-wing culture of the council in the 1980s. Many councillors and staff purported to hold principled beliefs about tackling racism and promoting equality, but in reality they failed to apply these principles to children in their care. I mean, we never get completely to the why of questions like that, but That is an accurate description of what the panel has found.
It is, and there's two ways that there are many ways you could demonstrate. There are two ways that I would try to demonstrate that pick from the report, and the first is that many councillors that came aboard on that time weren't really schooled in what their responsibilities as overall leaders for these services were. In this period, it is difficult to separate out the argument, if I can put it that way, very intense argument that the council was having with the Conservative government at the time. And that's not a political statement. It just took so much attention of councillors and others away from the very things they were elected to do, that it made it even easier for those that were there to abuse children to actually carry out that abuse, because there was almost a complete absence of oversight. So that's the first way. Mm-hmm. The second way is, even when investigations were carried out, they were very often carried out by people that were closely connected with the people against whom the allegations had been made. So, for instance, in there's one instance quoted in the report where the officer who was designated to investigate the claims of abuse at one particular home was subject to allegations of fraud alongside the very person who was alleged to have committed these. So you can see how that's really difficult in terms of demonstrating that that's a properly independent, properly thorough look at what went wrong, in that particular instance. And there are many instances in the report of people too closely associated with what was going on specifically to really make those investigations any more than a whitewash, to be honest with you.
What it happens when the independent inquiry is over with regard to Lambeth's recommendations for future safeguarding? I appreciate that the homes involved no longer exist and a lot of the processes have changed, but there has been some concern expressed about the sort of step change given to safeguarders at the point of delivery. So who polices these problems when the IICSA packs up its tent, so to speak?
So I'll deal with that in two halves, if I may.
Please.
So we're still here for a while yet.
I know.
And we do have a process on all of the recommendations we make of follow-up. So we write to people at regular intervals, yes, asking where they are with the recommendations, and we publish all of those updates on our website. So whilst we're still here, we won't simply make those recommendations. We will follow up on the four recommendations made in the report. Obviously, before we go, we will be issuing a final report. The panel will be making a final report, which will have more recommendations in it. And it will be the responsibility of the government and others, organisations, institutions, to make sure that those recommendations are implemented, because we will have taken well over 7 years at that point to look in depth at all of these areas. And these recommendations will be firmly rooted in what we found as a way to improve dramatically the way that children are looked after in all institutions, but definitely in Lambeth.
It's good to hear. Finally, John, while I have you, how has the work of the inquiry been affected by lockdown and pandemic?
So that's a very interesting question. So at first, we were unsure how we would be able to continue, but we decided very quickly that we would try to move forward online if we could. That's particularly difficult when you're taking evidence, because lots of people wanted to give their evidence in person. So we just decided we'd write to everybody that was due to take part in our hearings and ask them whether they'd be prepared to consider by doing it online. Overwhelmingly, people were. And the overwhelming sentiment was, because people have waited so long, they wanted us to get on with this. So we essentially moved to an online virtual hearing process. So people still gave their evidence and people could still see them giving evidence, but it was all done virtually. We were due to complete that evidence before the pandemic by the end of November last year, and we actually completed it at the end of December, which was quite pleasing.
Yeah.
And we're just now in the process of assessing the evidence that came through those last five hearings and publishing the four remaining reports prior to the final report being published at some point next year.
John O'Brien, thank you so much for your time. Secretary to the Independent Inquiry into Child Sex Abuse, which, as you hear, is child sexual abuse, which, as you hear, is ongoing, but has most recently published its report into Lambeth Council up until 1994.